This is WLVR News. The Trump administration has agreed to rescind a decision that would have barred international students from remaining in the U.S. if their colleges offered classes entirely online for the fall semester. WLVR's community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Kathy Herring, president of Muhlenberg College, which had joined a lawsuit against the federal government.
The government has agreed to rescind DHS and ICE rules barring international students attending online universities from staying in the U.S. What was your reaction to this news?
Incredible relief. Muhlenberg had joined the national effort with other colleges and universities to address the initial ruling. And so when I found out and got the news, it was with a very big sigh of relief. We had been very concerned about what the impact of this would be for our students, our international students who already are experiencing so much stress with concerns about travel restrictions and ability to get their visas renewed in order to come back. And this, on top of all of that stress, really meant that they were in a very precarious situation in terms of being able to be on campus and take their courses.
With this ruling, have you heard from any international students? What does this mean for them?
It means one less stress that is off their plate, so to speak. I will tell you that I had heard from several international students and many faculty and staff when the ruling was first made public. And they were all very, very concerned. And our international students who contacted me sent notes saying, "President Herring, what should I do?" I assured them that the college would do everything that we could do in order to support them and in order to address the issue.
There's a lot of uncertainty lately due to COVID-19. How are you preparing and getting ready for the semester in face of this?
So the fall semester is going to be very different. We are starting our semester a week early. We will be having a variety of course modalities in person, as well as some fully online. In addition, most of the classes will have both in-person and blended elements. We are going to be going straight through until Thanksgiving, having a long Thanksgiving break. And when we return to classes and finals for the last 2 weeks, it will be remotely. Other things that are going to be happening is putting in place in classrooms, in public spaces, in residence halls, specific changes that allow for physical distancing. All our faculty, staff, and students will be required to wear masks. Both in public places, in classrooms, in common spaces, and outside, unless they are able to maintain a 6 feet physical distance. We have strategies for testing and contact tracing and daily monitoring of symptoms for all faculty, staff, and students.
That was Kathy Herring, president of Muhlenberg College, speaking with WLVR's community correspondent, Genesis Ortega.